You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NetSafe New Zealand recently reported an increasing trend in people from the LGBTQIA plus community sending and receiving harmful digital communications. Jessica Hopkins interviewed Martin Cocker, the CEO of NetSafe New Zealand, about how NetSafe helps those experiencing harassment and bullying online. They also discussed COVID-19 misinformation and whether NetSafe saw a surge in harmful online behaviour during lockdown periods. Here is Jess and Martin.
So NetSafe has reported that there is an increasing trend of people from the LGBTQIA plus community sending and receiving harmful digital communications. Can you talk a little bit about what types of harmful communications this involves and why are they occurring?
Our surveying covers the full gamut of offences covered under the Harmful Digital Communications Act, and it's a pretty broad range of offences. So it's everything from, you know, simply sending somebody an offensive message through to disclosing sensitive information about them, through to making threats or harassing them over a longer period of time. It's quite a broad act, and so we survey are using the same parameters as the act. The second half of your question was why is it happening? Why is it increasing? Well, certainly why is it happening is that the internet reflects society. So unfortunately, society has a significant portion of people who are phobic, who are sexist, who are who have these beliefs, and they feel that they can express them online, and they do. We understand that some people who would feel uncomfortable expressing something in other spaces feel comfortable doing it online because of either the culture of the space that they're in or their feeling of anonymity in terms of where they are expressing that view.
And can you also elaborate a bit on what communications are being sent within the LGBTQIA plus community and what this looks like?
We asked people if they had received and if they had sent harmful communications and, again, covering that full range of offences under the Harmful Digital Communications Act. And members of the Rainbow community said, we have received these things at a higher rate than is reported by the rest of the population. But they also admitted to sending them at a higher rate than the rest of the population. What exactly they're sending, what exactly they are accusing themselves of, want of a better phrase, I'm not certain. But certainly anything that would be covered under that Harmful Digital Communications Act.
And what has caused queer youth to be affected by this specifically?
For young people, discovering their identity or establishing their identity, is the way to put it, the internet plays a really important space to express your ideas and to connect with other people who might have a similar life experience to you. But also, the internet, unfortunately, is it's full of everybody else as well. And as I mentioned earlier, that means that people who have polar opposite views are there they react, I guess, to what they've seen. And, of course, those reactions can be, incredibly negative and harmful for anybody, but especially for young people who are trying to learn about who they are and understand it.
And what is NetSafe doing to combat this abuse and discrimination online?
NetSafe runs a service for everybody, and the purpose of that service is to try to reduce harm online. So anybody who's being harmed can come to us and seek advice and also seek assistance in terms of addressing specific incidents. Right now, NetSafe is running a campaign to reach out to the Rainbow community to try to encourage them to feel safe coming forward and working with the NetSafe team. We know that a lot of people have had a lot of negative experiences online and then had negative experiences going to support agencies looking for help. So, at NetSafe, it's our job to try to reassure everybody that if they do come to NetSafe with a concern that they'll be taken seriously, that our best efforts will be put into helping them resolve that. And right now, there's a campaign specifically trying to encourage the Rainbow community to feel safe coming to NetSafe.
What are some examples involving bullying and harassment that people can approach NetSafe with?
You can come to NetSafe with any concern that you have in terms of threatening or offensive behaviour online. NetSafe has some specific responsibilities under the Harmful Digital Communications Act. But as New Zealand's online safety NGO, our job is to help anybody with issues that they are facing online. So rather than set parameters and say to people, this is what you come to us for, this is not what you come to us for, if you are being abused and harassed online, if you feel unsafe, if you have concerns, it's certainly in terms of the online component of that, then NetSafe is here to help. And if we can't be the agency to help you resolve that, then we will know who is and we'll be able to refer you to them, them to you. Got it right the first time.
And other than contacting NetSafe, what can people do if they're experiencing bullying or harassment to stay safe online?
Yeah, I mean, there are often tools on different platforms to assist people to stay safe, and those tools are developing all the time. So there are definitely things that people can do themselves, and information about those is available on the NetSafe website. But, you know, people can look those up on each individual site. They can block and ban and you know, remove people from their immediate community who are being offensive or harmful. But, you know, it depends on the nature of the harm that they're facing as to whether the tools that are available from the industry will be enough or whether they'll need the assistance of another agency or a support player. The key thing for me is that people who come to NetSafe are given advice and options, and they choose whether to take them or not. So coming to NetSafe doesn't force you to go down any path towards taking any particular action. It's just about accessing your options, understanding what they are, and then if you would like us to, we will help you to undertake some of those things.
And NetSafe has said that they're here for all stripes. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to NetSafe?
From NetSafe's point of view, anybody in this country who is facing harm online has a right to access the service. And we don't care, what you do when you're offline or what what it is that has caused you to get to a position where you are facing that harm. That's not our business, and that's not our thing to get involved in. We're here to help you, reduce the harm online and to be safe. So, for us, we understand that, people often get themselves into a position where they are facing abuse and harassment because they did something online. And I don't mean necessarily they were abusive or harassing. I just mean they simply engaged in a conversation or they participated in something and in some cases took somewhat of a risk themselves or did something themselves that's not ideal. We don't care at NetSafe about all of that. Our job is to help you reduce the harm that you're facing. And regardless of how you got to that position, we want you to feel comfortable to come forward and talk to us about resolving it.
And I just wanted to also touch briefly on fake news and misinformation. Have you seen more reports of this during the COVID-19 pandemic period?
Yeah, fake news and misinformation is a fairly new phenomenon in this country. We've really not seen a lot of reporting of it for the first few years of it being an international problem. But more latterly, especially around COVID and COVID vaccines, we're seeing quite a few different misinformation campaigns kicking in, and we're getting increasing numbers of reports. And the reality is a few years ago, there was nothing being reported that you would classify as misinformation, and now we're getting a few reports a day. So it's a significant growth, but certainly in terms of its comparison to, say, the abuse and harassment numbers that come to NetSafe, it's 10 to 20 a day, scams that are reported to NetSafe are 50 to 60 a day. It's still a problem reported in much lower numbers, but it's certainly one to watch.
And over lockdown periods, as we were relying on the internet more to stay connected, was there more harassment moving online during those periods that you could talk about?
There certainly was. We do an annual survey of New Zealanders, and we were able to ask them, because of the timing of the survey, to tell us whether the abuse and harassment they faced in the last 12 months was during the three-month lockdown window or outside of that lockdown window. About half of the people who could remember when they had it during the year knew that it was in that lockdown window. And everything in terms of access to NetSafe services doubled during that period. The reporting, people looking for assistance doubled. The use of our website and downloading of our resources doubled. And then we've been able to survey the population and see that people's rate of negative experiences about doubled during the lockdown period.
And what are some things, lastly, that people can do to identify and stop the spread of fake news?
I mean, the best thing in terms of fake news is knowing the truth. So being able to source the truth and to counter it. You know, it's important that people don't forward on articles without actually, you know, that they haven't read. It's common to forward on headlines or articles just based on headlines. You know, it's important for people to do their own research, to do their own fact-checking. And it's also important for people to report what they can see as misinformation. You can report it to NetSafe. You can also report it on many platforms, you know, simply by clicking on a report button. So if people see things and they report them, then they're more likely to disrupt their flow. And then, you know, on a personal level, people do need to fact-check things that are presented to them online, especially if they are, you know, confronting or running contrary to kind of more mainstream views on things.
That was Monday Wire producer Jessica Hopkins speaking to Martin Cocker, the CEO of NetSafe New Zealand, about an increasing trend of harmful communication online for the LGBTQIA plus community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.